So we're just getting into the elevator. It's elevator 7, which is the only one that goes up to the Chinese room.
The Chinese room in the Smith Tower. It's as evocative as it is exotic, with sweeping views of the Sound, the Space Needle, and Mount Rainier. It's still filled with intricate carvings sent from the Empress of China as a way of thanking Elsie Smith for the typewriter he sent her in the early 1900s. But that was another time. In recent years, the iconic office building with the lighted blue globe atop it has been plagued with 70% vacancy. Petra Franklin took me up to her penthouse, which starts on the 37th floor. It's the only residential space in the building.
And there's lots of signs from my kids everywhere you look.
Yes, you heard that right. Petra, a public television producer, lives at the top with her two kids.
It is sad to have so many empty floors. My oldest used to deliver the mail and got to know many of the different companies in the building, and we don't have any companies in the building.
She has a genuine love for the place and hopes that she will be able to continue to rent the penthouse. The Smith Tower is set to go on the auction block after its owner defaulted on loans totaling more than $42 million, which ultimately led to foreclosure. Exactly why it's vacant is debatable. It could be bad management, non-negotiable rents, or a scrapped plan to turn the offices into luxury condos. Richard Hager is a Seattle-area real estate appraiser. He says with the residential market turning around, the new owner might be wise to consider making it a mixed-use building.
I'd rather have the option of selling some of those units as condominiums and using some of those units as a hotel or as an office space. Because, you got those nice elevators and all the marbles and things like that. It's an interesting way if you can make it work for offices and tenants.
Whoever the new owner turns out to be, Hager says they're likely to be out-of-towners with deep pockets. And in case you're interested in entering a bid for this historic landmark, be prepared to bring a cashier's check to the steps of the King County Administration Building. Monica Spain, KPLU News.